Hey, Gone Wild Audio. It's Even More Brat here, and I'm gonna do Sixth Stage's Kink Challenge. And this is probably gonna take forever, so get comfy. Because the one thing I know about kinks is, like, everybody's kink is gonna be a little bit different. So even if you say, yeah, I'm into abduction play, that's gonna mean way different things to everybody who says it. So I'm gonna try and say what I think it means, and then how I would be into it or not. So yeah, get cozy and get comfortable, because this is going to take a while. Also, Hitachi. All right. A, abduction play. So being kidnapped, possibly forced to do things, might be kind of interesting in a, you know, trusting, solid relationship. Definitely wouldn't want to be stolen away by somebody I didn't know. But that could be interesting. Abrasion. I'm guessing kind of things scratching against skin. I love sensation, so I kind of feel like adding sandpaper to the list of things to try might be an idea. Accents. I do love accents. I think it's the sensation thing. I love hearing the way different people talk and how they say different things, especially when they're saying things like fuck me, because that's always great. Age play really doesn't do a whole lot for me. I can role play it if I know that it turns my partner on a lot, but only to a certain extent. Like if the scene calls for, like, the innocent virgin, and I don't really like, I really don't like role plays that involve, statutory issues. If there's somebody, like, in a position of power, it's really kind of awkward to play that. So I can do age play. It's not really something I look for. Anal beads, I would like to try. Little beads, getting bigger, going in, coming out. Yeah, that kind of sounds fun. Anal hooks, I have seen a few things with anal hooks. You think of hooks being sharp. Usually these aren't, like, sharp. They'll have a ball at the end. But it's a hook. And usually has a tie point so that you can tie rope and stuff on. So then any movement moves the hook. That could be incredibly fun. That could be incredibly bad for me. Because I'm a squirmer. Anal play. Yes. Sure. Gently, carefully, lots of lube. And that goes both ways. I like being played with, and I like playing with, so that's alright by me. Anal sex, again, slow, gentle, and lots of lube, yes. Asphyxiation, carefully, 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 but yes. And ass worship, would probably make me feel kind of awkward, because I don't think my ass is anything all that spectacular, and I mean, I like butts. If this makes sense, I like butts, but I'm not sure about asses. Like, if somebody shows me a butt picture, I'm like, that's a nice butt. I like that butt. I can't imagine, like, trying to worship their butt. It's just too far. B! Balaclavas, like, I guess, kind of blocking the face. Hood type things. I like being able to see my partner. Usually my partners are attractive to me, so I'm not sure why I would want to hide that. Plus, I mean, I'm Canadian, so here I am thinking of, like, a big woolen balaclava, and I'm like, that's not sexy, that's just practical. And not during sex, please. Ball play. Playing with balls, I'm guessing. Testicles? Sure. They're fun. They dangle. I can do stuff with them. Squeeze them a little bit, gently. Bastinado. The definition I found for that is, like, percussion on the feet. So, it's so far been, I mean, I've kind of smacked myself a little bit. It's interesting. It's different. I kind of like it. I'm not sure I'd want somebody, like, beating up my feet, because I work a lot on my feet, so actual damage would be bad. Begging. I do like begging for things. I'm not that good at it, which is why the corporal keeps making me practice. I'm sure that's why he keeps making me practice. But I like begging. I give in to begging. If somebody begs me for something, I give in way too fast. That's why I'm a terrible dom. So, yeah, begging, I will beg. Try not begging. Please don't beg me if you want me to hold back, because it's not going to work. Belts. Oh, fuck belts. Yes. Belts. As a percussion instrument, please. Belts also look fucking sexy, especially when they're, like, extraneous, useless belts. I like straps and buckles on things. But, oh, trick belts. That would also be super hot. There's belts that, like, it's a normal belt, but then if you, like, take it off and loop it around itself a couple of times, it's all of a sudden a pair of handcuffs. That sounds awesome. Horrible, but awesome. Biting. I like nibbling on things. I really, really like nibbling on things. I like being bitten most of the time, as long as it's not too hard. I don't like super sharp bites, but I do like being bitten, and I do like getting marks left from bites. Blindfolds. Fuck blindfolds. Yes. I am a sensation whore, and so cutting off sensation is also awesome. Yes, blindfolds are fantastic. Blood play. Yes. If my partner was into it. That's the caveat for all of these. I wouldn't want to do anything that my partner wasn't into. But yes, if I had a partner who was into it and we had agreed on the safety measures and whatnot, sterile blades, where I was going to be cut, or where I was cutting my partner, how much I could play, cleaning up, all that jazz. Yeah, I find blood play super fucking hot. Body bags. Being in a body bag, putting someone in a body bag, doesn't really do anything for me. Body modification. I really adore tattoos and piercings and stuff. I wouldn't say they necessarily arouse me as a kink, but I do like them and they do make me happy. Body worship. I try. again, somebody worshipping my body would probably make me feel more awkward than anything else, but, in little bits, it's okay. It's kind of nice. Boots. Oh, fuck boots. I love wearing sexy boots. I don't get to wear sexy boots that often because I don't have a lot of money, but sexy boots I like to wear. Boots I like to see on people. I do boot watch sometimes. It's kind of fun. And, the corporal keeps insisting he's going to make me lick his boots sometimes, and he hasn't yet, and I kind of can't wait, because I want to know how that feels. Bondage! Ah, bondage, 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 bondage. Okay, I like light bondage. I like being restrained a little bit. I would like to see how I respond to harder, tighter bondage. That would be interesting to see. Braces, I can't say they really do anything for me, and that is whether we're talking teeth braces or actual body bracing. It doesn't really do anything for me one way or the other. Branding, I have seen some really, really fucking sexy brands that I just want to lick. It goes back to body modification. I don't think I would do it, but yeah. Breast play. I kind of would like to play with some boobs that weren't mine. I haven't really had the opportunity, but that sounds like a fun time. But playing with my breasts is definitely a good move. If you are with me, yes. Tease them, nibble them, lick them, squeeze them, bite them, please. Just keep, yes. Oh, fuck, bruises. Yes. Only in places that won't be visible by people when I'm actually wearing clothes,
But fuck yes, please bruise me. I maybe it's because of a long distance the long distance relationship thing. I love having marks that I can keep for like a week or two if I'm really lucky to, you know, be like, yeah, I got frisky and it was great and I've got evidence. Bukkake, you know, honestly doesn't do a damn thing for me. I'm always a safety kind of thing. I'd be worried about transmission of STIs and fluid bonding and whatnot. So yeah, significant amounts of cum are just don't really do anything for me. Plus, I'm just like, that, you gotta clean that shit up. And like, cum is so hard to clean up after it's sat in the air for like even 5 minutes. It's just, it gets sticky and everything. And no, I just, not my thing. That said, I mean, if somebody really, really got off on coming on my face, okay, sure. Butt plugs, I do like butt plugs. I would like to try butt plugs on myself, on my partner. I would like to explore butt plugs a lot more. Caging, as in being stuck in a cage, I guess. That actually would be kind of interesting. That would be an interesting scene to try. I'm going to file that away. Caning. That sounds like a horrible plan. I'm not a pain slut. I'm really not. So caning always sounds bad because it always sounds really painful. And every time I look at canes online, it's always like, yeah, this is a particularly vicious cane. I'm like, no. But I still want to try it. Because I don't know, maybe it is fine, I don't know. Captures, I don't understand how that's different from abduction play, so we're gonna let that lie. If somebody can explain it, that's awesome. Car sex, not while moving, unless, like, someone else is driving and we're banging in the back seat, which sounds alright to me, but, sex in a car, on a car, around a car, sure, why not? Chains, okay. Chains, I like the feeling of chains. Chains feel lovely. The idea of being tied up with just chains is terrifying for reasons of being able to get out fast. So if there was, like, chains on cuffs that could be easily removed, that sounds awesome. Chastity belts. I have seen versions for people with penises that don't seem like they would be all that fun, and I don't think I could put anyone I knew into one. I don't know, chastity belts for girls or for people with pussies, just, I'm not sure how that would work, and that just seems a little bit unsanitary. Choking. Yes. I do love choking. Not like crushing my trachea choking, but if you can just get your fingers on either side and just kind of restrict the blood flow to my brain, little bit of hypoxia, that's fucking fantastic. And I mean, not even like choking, but just the hand on my throat, I'm in fucking charge right now, is, oh, yes, please. Cling film. I don't know how that would work for me. I get sweaty if I'm wearing, like, a watch with a plastic wrist strap, so I feel like cling film would make me feel more gross than sexy. Clit play. Yes. You can totally play with my clit, and if you have a clit, I would like to play with it. I've never played with anyone else's clit before, but I would certainly like to try, because it seems like it'd be fun. Clothespins. Fucking clothespins. I have a love-hate relationship with clothespins. They are awesome because they sometimes hurt a little bit and sometimes hurt more, and sometimes I leave them on too long and they hurt like a son of a bitch. I had a couple of wooden clothespins that I like seriously like stole from the laundry basket, and then I had this brilliant idea that if I got some all-metal clothespins, I could disinfect them, and I would feel more comfortable about, like, clipping them on my labia and whatnot. So, Lee Valley has metal clothespins, and they're quite nice. And they hurt like a sumbitch if you leave them on too long, so word to the wise. They also, the edges, especially if I clip them on my nipples, the edges will dig in a little bit, so that kind of hurts too. Oh, sorry. Cock play. I like playing with cocks. They're great. They're so much fun to play with. I don't care if you're a grower or a shower. I like playing with cocks. They're fun. Cock worship, on the other hand, I'm not sure how that would work. I'm too busy playing with it to worship it, to be honest. collar. I do like being collared. I like wearing collars. I like wearing collars for fun. I like wearing collars for sex. I like wearing collars just to be told who's in fucking charge. I don't have a day collar. The idea is kind of nice, but I probably couldn't wear one at work, so that's too bad. Competition. I am really not sure how that would work per se. I am pretty competitive though, which is kind of interesting because, you know, I'm poly and there's a bunch of friends with benefit situations going on. So every now and then, like, somebody will say, like, oh, this person did this and it was really great. And I'm kind of like deep in the back of my mind, I'm like, I can do it better. I want to do it better. Mostly I'm happy that all of my people are having fun, but I still want to do things for people. consensual, non-consent. I really need consent. And so consensual, non-consent, I like in a scene, if it was completely, absolutely discussed and there was a safe word and everything, yeah, I could see that being fun. But for me, I would rather completely consensual, really rough sex. Although there have been scenes where, the corporal is abusing my clit and I'm screaming and flailing in between telling him, you know, don't dare fucking stop until I safe word out, because it's amazing, but I still need to scream and flail. So, maybe that counts, because it certainly would look non-consensual. Corsets. I do love corsets. I really want to wear a nice corset. I want to get a nice corset. Yeah, corsets are sexy as hell. Although, now I'm suddenly thinking of what it would be like to have sex in a corset, and that would be really, really quite interesting. Restraint and whatnot. Anyway, costumes. I can't think of any costumes that I would, you know, absolutely spooge all over, but, I would definitely wear a costume for anyone who asked. I would want to know the character a little bit, because I'd feel guilty if I was in costume for someone and I didn't know the character. I would be scared of, like, screwing them up, but, I would definitely wear a costume. Absolutely. No problem with that. Crawling as part of a sub-dom sort of deal, I will crawl wherever you tell me to. Oh, I need a drink. Cross-dressing. I have cross-dressed. I have made my partner cross-dress. It's kind of fun, as long as you own it. I make a really cute boy. When I have short hair. I don't right now, which is a shame, but the important thing with cross-dressing is you have to own it. I hate, like, people who, like, cross-dress and then are really self-conscious and awkward about it. That's not sexy. If you cross-dress and you own it, yes. Crucifixion. Little bit of sacrilege, I guess. Not really my thing. That just seems dangerous and stuff. Maybe if I tried it. I guess I'd be willing to try it if it was with someone who is, like, experienced and whatnot. Crying. I keep trying to cry because I think the corporal would like it if I cried, and so I keep trying to, and I can't. He will be beating my ass like there is no tomorrow, or grinding a Hitachi into my clit, making me beg, and I cannot cry. I don't know what it is, but I would like to cry for him. I really would. That said, crying doesn't do much for me. If you were to cry, I mostly just want to, like, cuddle you and stuff. cuffs. Handcuffs. Ankle cuffs. Thigh cuffs. Cuffs sounds great. I do like cuffs. French cuffs, also sexy. But that has to do with suits more than it does with bondage. Cunnilingus. Yeah. Oh, yes. You can go down on me. And so yeah, receiving for sure. Giving, I haven't had any experience, but I'd certainly like to try.